I'd just like to share a few verses this morning. I was thinking that as we're beginning another week here, that perhaps this one verse in particular should be an exercise to each one of us. Song of Solomon, chapter 1. Chapter 1 and verse 4. Draw me, we will run after thee. What we find here is the bride was saying to the bridegroom, draw me. But it doesn't say, I will run after thee. It says, we will run after thee. In other words, because of the affection that the bride had for the bridegroom, there would be others that would be drawn after the bridegroom. There would be others that would be given that desire to follow him too. And so as we begin our week here, will we draw others after Christ? Will our pathway here, our conduct, will that be such that it will give others the desire to run after Christ? We turn to Daniel chapter 1. This is just an example of purposing in our heart to follow the Lord. Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8 says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. We find here that Daniel took a stand. He chose to follow God, even though that it might bring reproach. We find in the last part of this chapter that there were three friends of Daniel who went along with him, who took a similar stand, but it doesn't say they purposed in their heart. It says Daniel purposed in his heart. But we find in chapter 3 that at a later date, a trial came in for those three. In verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. So we see here that because of Daniel's faithfulness, his three friends had an exercise about following God. And that when the time came, there was a trial in their lives, that they were able to stand. John, last chapter, chapter 21, and verse 3. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. They said unto him, we also go with thee. So here Simon Peter has become discouraged. The Lord had called him to be a fisher of men. But here he is returning to his boat. He's returning to his old way of life. He says, I go fishing. He didn't invite the others with him. But when he led, they say, we also go with thee. So if we are not walking to please the Lord, if we are not walking a pathway that would be an encouragement to others, we'll lead others astray as well. So we just read that one verse in Song of Solomon again. Draw me, we will run after thee. May that be the prayer of each one of us this week, that we might be drawn to the Lord, and that we might be an encouragement to others to do likewise. Perhaps when we pray this morning, we can give special consideration to the few amongst us who might not as yet know Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior. Because what a lost eternity is theirs. They would, for a few pleasures in this world, would give up eternity with Christ. So maybe we can just make special mentions to them in our prayers.